fizzle. Coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Not just Euros at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland takes this time to remind all drivers to drive carefully and cautiously. Drive as though your life depends upon it, because a child's life often does. When you take to the road, take along the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and above all, common sense. Remember, drivers don't drink and drive. Let's keep our children safe from harm. That's from Terry Madigan and her fine family and staff at Not Just Euros at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland. Call 663-9594. That's 663-9594.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us once again this morning is Pastor Billy Crone, and we're going to be talking about the final countdown. Now, why is this important? Well, if you look at the whole world out there, it's really collapsing. All the things are maybe not so bad in your little part of the world, but you pick up the Wall Street Journal, and you find out about this firm closing or that firm laying off 10% or 15% or 20% of its employees. And you look at the unemployment statistics for last month. What, 660,000, 680,000 people lost their jobs? Of course, if you go to John Williams, Shadow Statistics, or ShadowStats.com, well, you'll find out that the figure is really closer to 800,000. You're talking about almost a million people lost their jobs just in one month. Another 260,000, 280,000 people had their homes foreclosed on. So even though you and your little cocoon may feel fairly secure, after all, this is not going to affect me. What is taking place throughout the world is going to affect each of us, because it's all contrived, and it is not going to end this year, as Ben Bernanke, who was interviewed on 60 Minutes last weekend, said. Well, it's possibly going to end this year. He knows it's not. He knows the financial markets are not in terrible shape, as he's tried to convince us. He knows very well that most of what he's saying is not true. He talks about trying to get the financial markets going, and yet they're doing everything they can to discourage banks from lending by offering banks interest on the reserves for the first time. That's how you dry up the money. So the banks can put their money, not lending it out, but putting it with the reserves, and they know it's secure, and banks, of course, want to maintain their reserves. And so they've taken almost $500 billion out of circulation. He knows exactly what he's doing. He just doesn't want you to understand how they've done this and cut back on the small business loans. And of course, the big banks have been on the scam, and they're raising and boosting their interest rates to the point where if you're a business and you depended upon a small margin and they're charging you 10, 15, 20% interest, why, you just can't make it. But for their favored companies, why, they get plenty of money. But the whole international financial system is collapsing. Production, factory output's down 45% in Taiwan, 30% in Japan, and similar amounts all over the world. And, of course, you're not allowed to really understand what's going on. They want to collapse the world financial system. They've got to collapse the whole world if they're going to have forced the whole world into this new world order that was prophesied so long ago. And with that as a background, Pastor Billy Crone, you pick up the ball and run with it.
Thank you, Dr. Monti. Thanks for having me again. And you're absolutely right. It makes no sense what's going on. And frankly, as much as people try in trying to put the pieces together, it's going to come out still nonsense, because what these people are doing are not just clearly orchestrated and being done on purpose. But for, you know, if you listen to the world and, you know, say, well, why would these people do this? This makes no sense. It's harming people. It's hurting people. It makes no sense. And how could they sit there and just bold-face lie when they know it's something different, you know? And none of it will make sense unless, of course, you go to the source of truth, and that's the scripture. And God clearly outlines that the only way to make sense of this is understand that this is part of an agenda. It's not a conspiracy, it's an agenda. It's a satanic agenda, and it's called the rise of the Antichrist kingdom. And God said this is exactly what would happen. You know, humanity, you don't need God. You think evolution is true. You think there is no God and there is no purpose for existence. And you just rose up from the goo to the zoo to me and you. And you teach people that there is no God, and you're shocked that they act ungodly. You tell kids they came from animals. You're shocked when they act like animals. You tell kids when they grow up that there is no reason for life, and you're shocked when they take life. And so this is the fruit of that. And God warned a long time ago, it's ultimately going to culminate into this kind of a society that's going to be ushered in with the Antichrist system. It's going to get worse before Christ comes back. And yet, because God, even in the midst of mankind shaking his fist at him, God outlined what mankind could expect prior to Jesus' second coming, because he cares about people, because he wants them to turn around before it's too late. And that's what we dealt with on the series with the Final Countdown. We took a look at 10 different signs that God gave out of love, out of concern for humanity, and wake them up before it's too late, because he does care about people. And of course, we're on the one today again, a little bit with the tail end of one world religion, and like what you're talking with, Dr. Monteith, with a one world government. And with the one world religion, that's based out of the text with Revelation 13, and it talks about the beast or the Antichrist. And it clearly says in the text there that all the inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast or the Antichrist, all those who their names have not been written in the book of life, belonging to the Lamb that was slain from the creation of the world. That's Jesus. And so the Bible clearly predicts that there's going to come a day when one person who is going to be incarnate by Satan himself, the Antichrist, the whole world is going to be duped into worshiping this guy. And so that tells us there's going to come a point in the time when if we would expect that event to really transpire, then we should see the events leading up to that. And that's the question. Do we really see the world converging into some sort of global religion that ultimately will be hijacked by the Antichrist 3.5 years into the tribulation, says, okay, now I'm the object of worship? And of course we do, and that's what we'll
hold up
and just
Pastor,
say.
We'll be back in just a moment here. Pastor Billy Crone, right here at the American Freedom Network.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes, horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now, or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Sterling Diesel Service reminds us that safety on the job is job one. Knowledge of the job, sobriety, and awareness are qualities we all count on in our fellow employees and employers. Keep the workplace and job site safe for yourself, your coworkers, and the clientele you serve. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Sterling Diesel Service. They say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Sterling Diesel Service in Sterling, where they're always concerned for the safety and welfare of our community.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone of the Niagara, the Niagara Frontier Bible Church. Is that, got it right?
Yes, you got it.
Okay, I have the long last go right ahead.
Well, you know, and again, that was the premise, is do we see any signs of this one world religion coming down the pike, because ultimately the Antichrist is going to hijack, and of course we do, and that's what we dealt with the last couple of interviews. You know, dealt with, well, how are they going to do it? You know, we played, if you will, the role of the Antichrist. How would you pull it off? Well, one, you got to get rid of any sense of right and wrong, and that's exactly what's happened with relativism. Whatever you believe is true to you, whatever I believe is true to me, there are no absolutes. Yet, ironically, the moment you say there are no absolutes, you just made an absolute statement. Two, you need to get rid of those who won't go along with this thing. And that's exactly what we're seeing with the rise of persecution. All of the world, just like Jesus said would happen, all of the world, not just a section of the world, but all over the world, you will be hated and persecuted because of me. And we're seeing that today. And then three, where we left off last time, you need to get busy promoting the wrong. And what they're doing, they're using the buzz phrase is interfaith or interfaithism. And when every time you hear that phrase, you might as well just supplant it with the term one world religion, because that's really what it is. And the interfaith movement would have you and I believe that there are, all religions are valid pathways of God. Yet this is diametrically opposed to the simple statement from Jesus in John 14:6. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life, and nobody comes to the Father except through me. I didn't say that. Jesus did. So that's like oil and water. That cannot mix. Okay? And so, again, what they're doing, and we outlined last time, that this is a plan in action. You might think it's wacky, but it's been in place for a long time. And we dealt with the various timeline issues right on up to modern day of how they are putting this into place. And they're doing it from different avenues. They're doing it through personalities. We talked about with the Pope. We talked about former President Bush and even the current president with Obama, Tony Blair, Prince Charles, Ted Turner, Oprah, Winfrey, Al Gore. I mean, you got all kinds of people, personalities all over the world, influential personalities that are also promoting this. Then we left off last time that they're also promoting it through paganism, with this environmental movement and Mother Earth, and it's becoming a supposed global crisis with global warming, which is a bunch of baloney, and that all religions need to work together to save the planet from this global crisis so we can create this global unity and blah, blah, blah. Well, the one that I wanted to share this time a little bit and then get on to the next sign, number three, with the one world government, is this. They're not only doing it through personalities and through paganism, they're doing it through the pulpits. And this is where people need to wake up and pay attention. People, have no idea how far-reaching this has gone, and it's gone into the American church all over the place. Okay, let me just read to you just a couple things that are going on in America that is being promoted. A, believe it or not, one world religion is being promoted from the pulpits across America. Let me give you a couple examples. This article says that Religious Center welcomes all views. The Reverend Swift said that the Center for Spiritual Living is meant for people whose beliefs don't match what is usually taught in traditional churches or other houses of worship. Now, through these various, you need to pay attention to the verbiage because they draw a line of distinction. It's almost like the same thing that they do with the abortion debate. They have, you know, pro-choice, and that sounds great. Pro, who's not pro? And then they have anti-abortion, as if that's bad. And but so the same thing, you know, it's traditional churches. You know, those people who don't go along with this one religion, you're a traditionalist, you know, and that's all bad. And so she said that people there believe that followers of different religions worship the same God. This is the center. She said, quote, we believe, now it's supposed to be a Christian reverend, said, quote, we believe Jesus spoke the word of God, but we don't believe he was the only way to God. That's a direct quote. Now, how can you say that you're a Christian, let alone a reverend, and you just said that you don't believe that Jesus is the only way to God when Jesus himself said he's the only way to God? It's absolutely ludicrous. And then they describe God as the creative, loving force and energy behind everything in the universe. The church believes God is in everyone and everything. No, the church does not believe that. God is the creator of everyone and everything, but he's not some sort of new agey concept that that God is a life force who's inside the flea to the tree to the bee to you and me. That's not biblical Christianity at all. And then the reverend also said that the church doesn't believe in hell or that God punishes people. Really? Then why in the world did Jesus go to the cross? I mean, why didn't he just get beat up a couple times, you know, and just leave it at that? If that's it's crazy. And she they said instead it believes humans create suffering through their own actions, and that part is true. But they go on to say, it says Buddhist or Catholic, rich or poor, black or white, gay or straight, hey, you're welcome here. And the ideas have entered the mainstream of current popular culture through people such as, and this is their own admission, Oprah Winfrey and Deepak Chopra. Now, notice it wasn't the Bible. And as I share this, Dr. Monteith, this is a person who's claiming to be a Christian reverend, if you can believe that. Then they said that one of their goals is to begin holding a monthly interfaith, there's your word again, interfaith service, that would bring together people from different religious traditions. They're hoping to hear from people from all different faiths and worship traditions, including people in the Jewish, Muslim, Hindu faith, and Native American Indians. And this is a direct quote. Quote, I think some of the more liberal Protestant churches might participate. If it builds up enough positive energy, who knows who might come and share. But that's just one person. Again, notice it's behind the pulpit. Okay, this is somebody in a church service behind the pulpit that is promoting this one world religion. It's all over the place. Here's another one, just real quick. A bishop is urging Christians right now to call God Allah. And the reason why is because he believes that it would help ease tensions between religions. The Church of the Netherlands, he said, should use the name Allah for God to ease tensions between Muslims and Christians. And he said, because after all, you know, God doesn't mind what he's called. And he says, the Almighty is above such discussion and bickering. And then he says, well, you know, the Christians in India, or at least they say they are, in Indonesia, excuse me, they call God Allah over there, so why can't we start doing that over here? It's like, you've got to be kidding me. Now,
well, what really bothers me is when the President of the United States, George W. Bush, says, you know, we all worship the same God, there are lots of paths to God, and I understand that you've actually put that footage into one of your videos.
Well, and here's what the listeners need to understand. Dr. Monteith, we worked our tails off in going out of the way to not just, like, you know, I'm reading a couple articles here. We don't just read articles on the Final Countdown series on the videos. We share with you the actual video clips. You will see the talking heads on CNN or Fox News or wherever it appears. You will see the actual interview, like you just quoted, the actual interview with former President George Bush, who is being interviewed and asked, do we all worship the same God, Christian and Muslim? He says, direct quote, I think we do. We have different routes to getting to the Almighty. Then they asked even more directly, do Christians and non-Christians and Muslims go to heaven in your mind? Former President Bush said, direct quote, yes, they do. We have different routes of getting there. You've got to be kidding me. How can you say you're a Christian and deny Christ himself, who said, I'm not making it up, I am the way, the life, the truth, nobody comes to the Father by me. How can you get around that? And yet people, even in, yes, churches, it's just like, you got to be kidding me. How could that even get by your ears? How could that person remain behind the pulpit if, like this person who was saying, can't we all just get along? Jesus is not the only way to God. Excuse me, if you're a biblical church, I'm sorry, somebody in that church needs to stand up and rip that person out of the pulpit. You're a liar. And but again, that's the trend today. There is no basis of truth anymore. Anything goes as long as we just somehow get along. And but it's even worse than that. They're getting so serious about it, Dr. Monty, they're creating these little celebrations. Celebrations. In fact, there's another one coming up. Believe it or not, it's called Pluralism Sunday. Google it. Pluralism Sunday. And it's an event that they've started every year now. And these are in, quote, Protestant churches, folks. You need to wake up, okay? And listen to this. On Pentecost Sunday, Christian churches across the United States and beyond are dedicating their worship to a celebration of our interfaith world. There's your phrase again. Quote, progressive Christians thank God for religious diversity. Now, again, notice they got a dichotomy going. You know, those nasty fundamental Christians who actually would believe Jesus when he said he's the only way to heaven. They're the fundamental Christians. But the good guys, the progressive Christians who think outside of the box, they say they thank God for religious diversity. He says, quote, we don't claim, this is a Protestant churches, folks, we don't claim that our religion is superior to all others. We can grow closer to God and deeper in compassion, and we can understand our own traditions better through a greater awareness of the world's religions. Pluralism Sunday is initiated by the Center for Progressive Christianity. I'll change that to what it is. It's called Apostate Christianity. Anyway, but listen to this. This isn't some isolated thing going on. It is a network of about 370 churches nationwide, and they say our congregations have adopted a welcome statement that affirms that other religions can be as good for their followers as Christianity is for us. And the number of people that are visiting their website is about 40,000 a month. It's just escalating. There's a huge interest, apparently. And, quote, they say, we believe Pluralism Sunday is an opportunity for progressive churches to reach some of the many people who are turned off by Christianity because of its exclusivist claims that some Christians make about it. Again, you've got to be kidding me. I'm not the one who made that exclusive statement. It's just Jesus Christ himself. And who's the real hypocrite here? I mean, you may not like it and you may not believe it, but how in the one breath can you say, yes, we love Jesus and are so thankful for him and for dying on the cross for us, and I say that I'm a follower of him, and I take to heart his teachings and recorded for us in the scripture, and accept this one statement. Now, who's the real hypocrite here? How can you say that you appreciate the teachings of Jesus Christ, and then on the one breath you decide which ones you want to follow or not? That's called hypocrisy in the highest degree. But it's not just happening all across America. It is going international. Recently, there was a group of people, and what they're doing is they're meditating together. Different faith groups are meditating together in hopes to achieving peace. And what they've done, folks, you need to pay attention. They not only have tricked us and seduced us with a phrase called interfaith, which basically means one world religion. They have neutered several different biblical terms and change them to incorporate a one-world mindset. Let me give you an example. Oftentimes, and you'll hear this, unfortunately, in some churches today, that they Christians they equate meditation with the Christian act of prayer. Now, I'm sorry, that's two totally different things. I came out of the New Age, and meditation as itself is nothing like biblical prayer. Meditation is an emptying of your mind, of your thoughts, and your supposedly communion with the cosmic forces out there, and all the techniques, been there, done that, breathe through one nostril, sit in a lotus position, breathe out the next one, all these. And what that people don't realize is you're doing something all right. You are actually working yourself up into an altered state of consciousness, okay? And you might connect with something, but it ain't God, it's a demon. Been there, done that. But people are now being told that meditation prayer is the same thing. And that's a common ground. You know, all these Hindus are out there, and they're meditating, and Buddhists, and well, you do that too, Christian, with prayer. Prayer, when a Christian prays, you're praying with your mind. You're not emptying your mind. The whole premise in Hindu, you know, with the term nirvana, you want it means nothing. So that's your whole time. You're hoping to achieve nothing. Okay? Biblical prayer is you are using your mind, and you are talking to somebody. You're not emptying your mind. You're using your mind. And you are talking, I mean, this is what's mind-blowing about a Christian, true Christianity, is you have the privilege through Jesus Christ to have a direct one-on-one relationship with the Creator of the universe, who not only knows every hair on your head, but loves you, will adopt you into your family, even after all you've done, completely forgive you, and He wants to walk and talk with you both now, right now, before you even get to heaven. And that's through prayer. That's all prayer is. It's not something mystical or magical. It's just talking to the Creator of the universe. How in the world could that be a drudgery is beyond me. But not only with prayer, they've also done faith. They use the word faith all the time, you know, just like interfaith. But they don't define it. Faith in what? Faith in yourself? Faith in a chair? Faith in the chicken god of Mars? Faith in what? It's become a generic term nowadays. Even the term God, people think it was a big deal. You know, like, we're going to keep the phrase, you know, in God we trust, and boy, that's our last straw. They can't get rid of that. And I used to laugh all the time. I said, whoop-de-doo-da. You know, it'd be one thing if it says, in Jesus Christ we trust. Okay, that would be a milestone. But the term God means nothing nowadays. It doesn't mean it's the Christian God. It could be anybody. It could be yourself. They think that is a God. It could be the Antichrist who's going to trick people into worshiping him as God. So that means nothing. But all of those terms, they have changed to seduce people into thinking that, well, you believe in prayer, we believe in meditation. See, we're all the same. Hey, you're a person of faith, I'm a person of faith, we're all the same. You believe in God, I believe in a God too. Can't we all just get along? And that's part of the seduction.
It sure is. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crone right here at the American Freedom Network.
Parents, remind your young adults during spring graduation and prom season, the pressure and excitement becomes much greater and the likelihood of misusing or abusing drugs and alcohol increase. This year, practice moderation and common sense, especially behind the wheel and on our roads and highways. Remember, the life you save may be your own. A strong and safe community begins with the involvement and integrity of its people. This message was brought to you by the folks who care at Sykes Enterprises Incorporated, where they realize our children are our future and the future is worth protecting. That's Sykes Enterprises, located in Sterling. Office or commercial space for rent. Here's your chance to get a great location downtown Johnstown across from Ace Hardware on Parrish. Only $500 a month. Lots of room for sign exposure and 500 square feet. Available now. Call 970-231-6586. Also available, one-bedroom apartment for rent. Remodeled, clean, air conditioning, downtown Johnstown, off-street parking. Available now. Only $575 a month. Please call 970-231-6586. 970-231-6586.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone. And would you like to go ahead and get your website out there for our listeners in case anybody wants to get more of your information?
Yeah, it would be www.niagarafrontierbible.com, NIAGARAFRONTIERBIBLE.com, or you can just Google my name, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N as in Nancy, E, Billy Crone, just Google that, and that'll take you where you need to go.
And we do carry, actually, a number of Pastor Billy's various DVDs. We have the Final Countdown. We have Creation. We have the one on RFID, the one Get a Life, the story of his own conversion to Christianity, Please Don't Go to Hell. And I think we have one or two others, but there are a whole flock of them out there. We enjoy watching them in the evening after I finish my program. Anyway, you pick up the story. We're talking about, certainly about this apostate church and how Christianity is being undermined not only from without, but from within. Go right ahead.
Well, that's just it. Let me read to you this issue, and I'm going to demonstrate how they've neutered these terms, made them generic, prayer, faith, God, you know, and it can mean anything. In fact, they're using those terms to say that these are evidences why we all need to work together because we all believe in the same thing, and it's a lie. Recently in Sri Lanka, this group met together. And these groups are all over the world, folks. You've got to understand how deep this stuff is going. It's called Peace Building and Reconciliation. There's workshops all over the world. We talked about it before, but you can go check out United Religions Initiative, URI.org. And they're promoting all these groups all over the world to get people of different, quote, faiths and working together. But this group met together in Sri Lanka, and they all meditated together, about 100 of them. Half of them were the, quote, religious leaders. And they meditated on peace for 6 hours a day for 5 days. And they sit under the basis because they say, quote, meditation is common to all religions. No, it's not. That's a lie. And so they say, so Buddhists, Catholics, Hindus, Muslims, and Protestants all sat in silence and meditated. And besides daily meditation, the participants also discussed the war and its vicious cycle of hatred and violence and contemplated how to bring peace. And so an important meditation focused on love and compassion. A Buddhist monk said this, quote, meditation will put us on the way to peace and to experience the world as a paradise. Another professor who's behind the movement, he said, with religious unity, we hope we can reach our target of peace. Okay? And in fact, they said, we're blessed here in Sri Lanka with four major religions, Buddhism, Christianity, Hinduism, and Islam. They said, but, you know, the leaders of the four religions fail whenever they strive for unity. So these meditation workshops, boy, they're going to do the trick. But listen to this. Listen to some of the people that attended this. This is a guy named George Ivan. He's 58 years old. He says he's a Christian. He says, quote, I know only my religion. He said, when I was a child, my parents did not allow me to visit the temple, yet here we are, gathered. Sister Ethel Fernando, 64, said that this is wonderful and that it holds a person's ideas and needs and is the answer to the problems and happiness. It's a common trait, this meditation stuff. It's a common trait to all religions. Malabi Muhammad said this from a mosque in the area. He said that he appreciated the interfaith meditation because when you know yourself, then you will understand who God is. Excuse me, that's New Age, saying that you are God. That's ridiculous. Father Gerard Anthony Silva, he said this. He says he felt happy after the meditation. Sister Fernando said that it's going to bring about a big change in their countrymen around the world. And then recently, they're getting serious about it, so it's not just these little groups. There are people behind the scenes, folks, who are really going to mandate that there be a governmental entity to basically, if you don't want to go along with it, you're going to have to do it anyway for this one world religion. Listen to this, and then we'll move on, Lord, on to the next topic. Leaders of the world's main religions kicked off an annual interfaith peace summit in Naples today, which calls for a global organization uniting their faith. Did you catch that? Orthodox Patriarch Bartholomew I, Archbishop of Canterbury Rowan Williams, Israel's Chief Rabbi Yonah Metzger, and the Imam from the United Arab Emirates, Ibrahim Ezzedine, were among those attending the gathering. Rabbi Metzger proposed, listen to this, a United Nations of Religions that would embrace the heads of religious communities that have a profound influence on their congregations. Did you catch that? Now, why would I want to listen? Why is this what you're trying to share with me with the final countdown any different? You Christians have been saying this for how many years, blah, 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 and it never happens, blah, 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 blah. Excuse me, name one time in the history of mankind where you were seeing world religious leaders all over the world calling right now for a United Nations of Religions to govern what these religious people can and cannot do. That's never happened before, and yet the Bible predicted that 2,000 years ago as a sign that you are fast approaching the foundation needed for the Antichrist to ultimately come up and say that everybody in the whole world is going to have to worship him. They say that, quote, we need to form a permanent and authorized executive machinery for executing any decisions we may make. The summits were launched 21 years ago by John Paul II. The first summit, dubbed the World Day of Prayer for Peace, was attended by Dalai Lama, Mother Teresa, and other religious leaders. Now, folks, I don't know how in the world you can get around this, but we are living in some very strange times, bare minimum. But we are living in a time where, for the first time in mankind's history, they literally want to have a governmental entity to control all the world's religions, to create a true one-world religion under the guise of pluralism. That's never happened before. On the Final Countdown video series, like you talked about, Dr. Monteith, you will see these people with your own eyes. You will see the things that are going on at the Vatican with your own eyes. You will see the people in the media making these statements with your own eyes. You will see what's going on in their Congress, in the Senate, with these people offering New Agey, Hinduistic, multicultural prayers in our own government. You'll see this with your own eyes, and that's what we're trying to get this information out to people. Because, listen, don't take our word for it. You look at it. You make your own decisions. But I'm telling you, if you don't, you know, you're going to have more faith than me if you take a look at this material and walk away and say, no, this can't be. But that's just the one world religion. The Bible is also clear that the Antichrist is also going to set up a one world government. And boy, is that heating up big time with this recent economic issue that's going on. Let me read to you the text there in Revelation 13. It says, and I saw a beast coming out of the sea, and he had 10 horns and 7 heads, with 10 horns on 10 crowns on his horns. And each head had a blasphemous name. The dragon, that's Satan, gave the beast, or the Antichrist, his power and his throne and great authority. The whole world was astonished and followed the beast. He opened his mouth to blaspheme God and to slander his name and his dwelling place and those who live in heaven. He was given power to make war against the saints and to conquer them. Quote, and he was given authority, the Antichrist, over every tribe, people, language, and nation. He was given authority, government, over every tribe, people, language, and nation. Now, the scripture is very clear that the Antichrist is not going to dupe the whole planet into creating a one world religion, which we see for the first time in mankind's history happening. But there's also going to come a day when all the inhabitants will be under the authority of the Antichrist himself. Okay, one day this whole world is going to be unified in a one world government that is satanically inspired. But the question is, could that really happen? Yeah, folks, it's happening before our very eyes.
It sure is. We're going to be back in just a moment with Pastor Crone to wrap up this morning's program right here at the American Freedom Network.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate Passover 2009 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Festivities begin Wednesday, April the 8th at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in Northland. Beth Messiah Band, Mishpacha Family Praise Dance, and the Intercourt Dancers will be there. Deadline for reservations, March the 25th, so call now, 1-800-205-6245, and get your reservations for Passover 2009 and Chag Sameach.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Your brother has it, your coworkers have it, and your friends have it. You need to get your concealed weapons permit, too. Go to www.theshootingschool.org and sign up now for the NRA basic pistol class to get your Colorado concealed carry permit. Unlike most instructors, we provide you with enough certificates to renew your carry permit for 10 years. Visit theshootingschool.org now to register or call Senior Instructor Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. That's Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. www.theshootingschool.org.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Crone, and go right ahead with the story.
Well, you know, a lot of people, Dr. Montita, can say, hey, come on, you know, there's just no way that there's really plans to grab total control of the world's government. And, hey, folks, it's not only going to happen because the Bible predicted. It's already happening if you're paying attention to what's going on. And what they're doing is it's just with the New World Order system that many people have heard about. Right now, folks, there is plans, way for approval, they're already in place, okay, for absolute, total, global control of the planet. And the tactics they're using to pull it off is the same thing they always use, it's fear and manipulation. You see, the premise is this, that if you're going to get people to surrender their freedoms, yes, even here in America, then you've got to get them into a state of fear. And the reason why is because people are more, they know human nature, people are more apt to surrender their freedoms in a time of fear than in a time of peace. Therefore, if you create a crisis, then you can manage the outcome however you like. And that's exactly what's going on with this economic crisis. It's being used as a, quote, crisis so they can bring about true global government and, specifically, we'll get to that, Lord willing, sometime, a true global economy and a global currency, folks. It's all manufactured. Why? Because you create a crisis, then you can manage the outcome. Get people in a state of fear, and they will cry out for what you want them to cry out for. It's all been staged. You've been corralled just like cattle into the pen that they want you to go into. And for instance, if you notice, everything's a crisis today. We don't have problems anymore. Everything's a crisis. We got a health care crisis. We got a child care crisis. We got a constitutional crisis. We got an economy crisis. We got a terrorist crisis. We got an environmental crisis. We don't have problems anymore. Everything is a horrible crisis just waiting to explode. And so when they get us into this constant state of fear, we are prepped to usher in a cry, help, help, government, somebody, help me fix all these crises that are out of control. And notice these crises are not just local, they're global. So the whole world's crying out for some global entity to take control of all the countries around the world. And you might be thinking, hey, that doesn't really work. People aren't really that dumb and naive. This fear tactic doesn't work. Are you kidding me, folks? Right now, there is a universal law of the land called the Earth Charter, which is a new universal law that is being promoted to unite all peoples of the world in order to save the Earth. But wait a second, if you're going to have a universal law of the land, then you need a universal governing body to oversee this law, right? Okay, because, you know, think about establishing a government. Well, hey, guess what? That's right. There's now a document out there, it's been out there for quite some time, the Constitution for the Federation Earth, with full plans for a world government, world Supreme Court, world capitals, and yes, a world police. And the only thing that's holding up is ratification, which they hope is going to take place real soon. But wait a second. If you're going to have a universal governing body, then you need a universal judicial system to make sure people obey this world government. Well, folks, what in the world do you think happened? I believe it was July 2002. We had the birth of the World Criminal Court. They are bringing countries to court outside their own sovereignty. This has been going on for quite some time, folks, and it's even going on up to today. But wait a second. If you're going to have a universal judicial system, okay, to make sure that people obey this world court, if they get out of hand and they disobey this world court, what are you going to do? Well, you need a universal army to punish those who don't obey this world government. Okay? Well, folks, do you think it's any reason that for quite some time, Tony Blair, the former British Prime Minister, has been calling for NATO to become a, quote, military arm of a new world order rather than just a strictly defensive alliance?
You know, I think that's so interesting because why do they have NATO anyway? Aren't the Russians our friends now? Isn't the Cold War over? Why do they have to have a European or a NATO army when, of course, there's no longer a threat of communism? And, of course, the whole thing is it's always been intended to be the world army, but you can't tell the American people that because most of them like being Americans. They don't want to become citizens of this wonderful world that is upon us. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, most people don't even realize it was just last year. Last year, folks, pay attention. Check it out yourself. There was created a North American army between the U.S. and Canada without congressional approval. How many of you guys heard that one on the news? In the news, I like what one guy said, you know, ABC, CBS, and NBC, the three networks, he just calls them the three sewer lines, because you're not getting the news. You're getting the filtered, the managed news, what they want you to know. But this is really happening. And think about it, and that's why I put it in that order, Dr. Monteith, because, okay, again, play the role of the Antichrist. If you're going to have a government, what do you need in the government? Well, you need a universal law. You need a universal governing body. You need a universal judicial system. You need a universal army. And every single one of those things are happening right now for the first time in mankind's history. And most people have been conditioned to just write this off as some wacko conspiracy theories. Well, folks, if you pay attention to these world leaders, they're admitting it, okay, with the one world a government, with the New World Order. Here's a quote from Henry Kissinger. Today he said America would be outraged if UN troops entered L.A. to restore order. Tomorrow they'll be grateful. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by what? The world government. Now, that was a quote taken a while back. But, folks, I challenge you, and I believe you brought this up last time, Dr. Monteith. Go Google Henry Kissinger, New World Order. I believe there's an article out there, the chance for a New World Order. He is flat out calling for a New World Order with this economic crisis. We're not making this up, folks. They are creating a crisis so they can manage it. All this has been manufactured so you can usher in this global government and the global economy, exactly like the Bible said would happen 2,000 years ago. David Rockefeller, here's a quote from him. We are grateful, he said, to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion, i.e. silence, for almost 40 years. He said it would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subject to the bright lights of publicity during those years. But the work is now much more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government. Strobe Talbot, Clinton's deputy secretary of state, said, quote, in the next century, that's now, nations as we know it will be obsolete. All states will recognize a single global authority. National sovereignty wasn't such a great idea after all. Richard Falk said, quote, the existing order is breaking down at a rapid rate, and the main uncertainty is whether mankind can exert a positive role in shaping a new world order. We believe a new order will be born no later than early in the next century. That's now. Mikhail Gorbachev said, further global progress is now possible only through a quest for universal consensus and the movement towards a new world order. Nelson Mandela said the new world order that is in the making must focus on the creation of a world democracy, peace and prosperity for all. George McGovern said, I would support a presidential candidate who pledged to take the following steps. At the end of the war in the Persian Gulf, press for a comprehensive Middle East settlement and a new world order through the law of a stronger UN and a world court.
Amen. We're out of time, Pastor. We'll talk to you later. God bless. Thanks so much for being with us.
God bless. Thank you, Dr. Monty.
Bye-bye.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Parents, remind your young adults during spring graduation and the prom season, the pressure and excitement becomes much greater and the likelihood of misusing or abusing drugs and alcohol increase. This year, practice moderation and common sense, especially behind the wheel and on our roads and highways. Remember, the life you save may be your own. A strong and safe community begins with the involvement and integrity of its people. This message was brought to you by the folks who care at Sykes Enterprises Incorporated, where they realize our children are our future and the future is worth protecting. That's Sykes Enterprises, located in Sterling.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Pastor Billy Crone. We do carry his DVDs. They're called The Final Countdown. There's five, actually ten of them in all, but five in each set. You can get part one or part two or get them both together at a reduced price. We think it's an excellent introduction to this subject, and his videos are excellent. His sermon, you'll actually see all the various scriptures that he refers to, but the video clips bring it right into your going on today. It's very, very convincing. Anybody has any question that we're living in prophetic times need to see The Final Countdown. Now, we've actually put this onto a tape set. We have the first five already done, and they're called The Final Countdown, available from Radio Liberty, but you have to specify you want the CDs. We're going to rename that the Countdown to Armageddon, because I really believe that perhaps it won't cause so much confusion. But you can get it in CDs, but you have to specify you don't want the DVDs, you want the CDs. We carry his DVD on creation. There are 10 of those as well, part 1, part 2, and his DVDs on RFID identification. And what is so unique about that is all the film clips that he has from the corporations that are pushing this whole idea of identifying everybody and controlling everybody with the clips is not what he says, is what they say. Well worthwhile getting, getting out and helping people understand what's going on. Then we have, of course, his one DVD set. It's called Get a Life. It's a story of his personal conversion to Christianity, his life in the New Age, his life of depravity, and then, of course, coming to know the Lord and transforming in his life and marrying and just settling down and becoming a minister in the church. And then, of course, we have one more called Please Don't Go to Hell. That's a series of DVDs. But they're all worthwhile, and we recommend them to you, and they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The whole economic crisis has been engineered. It has been created to bring us into this one world government. Not happening by accident. It's happening by intent. But they don't want the American people to know that. And so they put Ben Bernanke on the 60-minute program to tell us, oh, the problem is that our financial markets are frozen. No, he's freezing the financial markets. He's doing everything he can to stop this problem from, you know, from curing itself, because financial crises do cure themselves unless you intervene, as we're doing, and the whole purpose is to destroy the value of our currency, debauch our currency, and destroy our nation. And they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to understand. And behind this is what I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book, you need to get it. That's the Brotherhood of Darkness. You can get the book, the DVD, or you can get the Brotherhood of Darkness special with the DVD, the book, and, of course, an audio tape that you can utilize, or a CD that you can utilize, and help get the information out to others. You need to get my talk. It's available on DVD on The Forbidden Secret, because behind everything are powerful spiritual forces. There's a syllabus that goes with that. And, of course, there you could read President Bush's speeches and begin to understand what he's really saying. You're not going to understand simply listening to it, but, of course, everything is done in a hidden fashion. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, our webpage, radioliberty.com, at radioliberty.com. Help us get the truth out. Pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, and pray for revival. We want to save America.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Office or commercial space for rent? Here's your chance to get a great location downtown Johnstown across from Ace Hardware on Parrish. Only $500 a month. Lots of room for sign exposure and 500 square feet. Available now. Call 970-231-6586. Also available, one-bedroom apartment for rent. Remodeled, clean, air conditioning, downtown Johnstown, off-street parking. Available now. Only $575 a month. Please call 970-231-6586. 970-231-6586.